and welcome back to another episode of the Warrior Mind Podcast. I'm Greg Swanson, your mental strength coach, guide, and mentor. To find out more about mental strength and warrior mind coaching, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com and our world-famous blog, www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Today we're going to talk about delayed gratification. And there's two aspects to this delayed gratification. One is when we are presented with an opportunity or when we are outperforming skills and services, many times to mind comes, well, how much am I going to get paid for this? How much am I going to get paid? Give me the money first, and then I'm going to perform. Let me have the money, how much? And it's all about what we're going to get first as opposed to doing the action and then knowing that when we do the action, we will be rewarded greatly. That is one part of delayed gratification. The other is rewarding ourselves, putting off buying the consumable goods now and reinvesting our time, our energy, our monies for a bigger prize in the future. So there's two faces to delayed gratification. The first one about being rewarded can be seen in sporadic situations with pro athletes. There are some athletes that sign contracts with deals and they go and they perform and they perform great and then they perform outstanding and then they renegotiate their contract based on their performance as opposed to working up a big deal. I mean, how many times have we seen players ask for the money up front and then over or underwhelm us with their performance? And peak personal performance and knowing how well you are, knowing that you're great at what you do, you can walk that path, that straight path, and know what you're doing is going to create a benefit for you and others. So you can delay that gratification, that is, that compensation, that remuneration for what you're doing. You put in every single effort. You achieve peak performance at whatever you're doing, whether you're a custodian, whether you're a school teacher, whether you're a coach, an athlete. When you put in your performance first and put off requesting or waiting for the delayed gratification of the compensation to come, you will be one in high demand if you don't get your compensation immediately. And two, you will be rewarded appropriately to your peak performance. This is a very difficult concept for many of us to grasp. When we go looking for work, we ask what the salary is, what this is, what that is, what the benefits are, what all this is, and then we go and perform. And many times, if we underperform, we get pulled in the office or laid off or whatever it may be. This mental strength habit of delayed gratification is, if it's a job or if it's a athletic event, accept what's given to a point of negotiation and then go out and perform to your absolute best. Really hit your peak performance and do it consistently. You will then be in a more of a power to negotiate higher compensation, which is then delayed gratification because you're putting it off, but you'll be demonstrating that how well you really do perform. If you're in sales, this, you know, often means that you're exceeding your quota all the time, which when you exceed your quota when you're in sales, it's funny because it is automatic delayed gratification. Yes, you may get a base or you may get no base, but you put the effort in first. You go out, you sell, you talk to the clients, you do everything. Then when you sell, you get the remuneration back to you. Many folks just, this is why sales is a funny business, is because a lot of folks don't understand the process of doing the work first and then getting paid based on what you do. But it's a very powerful, powerful thought process if you look at it taken outside of a job context. Now, the second part is the delayed gratification. That is, this one is rewarding ourselves for a good job done. Many times and I'm a big fan of rewarding and acknowledging success, acknowledging great things. And if we're going to be talking about personal success, depending on how you define it, it's built on momentum. It's built on continuing to move forward. And and the delaying the gratification, delaying the reward, you will, of what you're after, oftentimes can create a bigger future pull, and also can make that gratification a lot more pleasing. Many times if you're in sales or if you're a home business and you get a client and you get you book a client and you get the money and you go, oh great, let's go ahead and celebrate, and you say, I've been always wanting to buy this clothes or this outfit or whatever it is, you go out and use almost all of the money that you got from doing your deal, and then you have no money to reinvest in your business. So there's a fine line of rewarding yourself and acknowledging and yourself, and then taking that money and delaying the gratification by reinvesting it, by putting it into a bank account and not spending it, by reinvesting it in your business, by taking care of those things so you build a larger business, a larger bank account, so that the compound interest can take effect, so that you can get more clients and maybe perhaps put an automated system in place or a membership program. Or it could even be the fact that if you want to go to school and get some more education, instead of taking the money and buying the new car, go to school and get the education so that you can then have more, be more marketable in the marketplace. So the delayed gratification, we are such an instant gratification society. I mean, this point has been so overdone, but I just need to make it again, in that we look for instant gratification because of the internet, because of TV, because of commercials, because of marketing, because of, we have been brainwashed, and I use that term very strongly, although if you look at the definition of it, it may not be true, but we have been hypnotized. We have been put into a trance that instant gratification is the best way to go through life. It's the most effective. You better do it now because you might die tomorrow. What's going to happen? And there's these processes or these aspects of living fully today. That is great. You live fully today, and then you prepare for tomorrow. So part of preparing for tomorrow is that delayed gratification. Living fully today is whatever you have today, you live it to the complete fullest. You don't take your future and spend it today. You use what you have today and live into it, and then you prepare for tomorrow by delayed gratification. And this is such a hard concept because you look at so many aspects, especially with consumable goods, with money, because this is a big challenge these days where people, for many unemployed, but it's not that many because it's, you know, 90%+ of us are employed or generating revenue. But if you take a look at it and delay buying that iPhone, delay buying the iPad, delay buying other things, and take that money and either put it into a bank account to draw interest, or put it back into your business to do some marketing, to create a membership site, maybe to get a new wardrobe that presents yourself as more professional. That would be investing in yourself. To delay the gratification of taking the trip, whatever else that may be on your list, and holding off and putting it back in and reinvesting it. Farmers are great with this, right? They understand that. They have to take that reward that they got from the crops, and they don't go and spend all of that money that they get when they farm. They have to take it and reinvest it, and then they take a little bit aside each year. And then when they finally sell the farm or don't want to do it anymore, they have a great nest egg. So the mental strength process of delayed gratification takes a concerted effort in the beginning, but it's just like any other habit. It's the habit of spending. It's the habit of doing things now. When you can delay it, you will be in your personal power because you're going to take control of your emotions and of your thoughts and know where you want to go and say, is buying this, is doing this action now going to get me closer to where I want to go? And if it's not, then really consider the ramifications of not doing that. And start thinking for yourself and start acting as if you want your future that you're talking about. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program